We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Tzadik Vav Amar Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Tzadik Vav Amar Beis. Ben Teisha Shonim V'yemechad, a Ben Tesh, a 9-year-old, V'yemechad Shabal Yivimtoi, that was bought on a Zivama. He had a brother that would die without children, and he was born on the Zivama. V'achakach Baal Leo Achiv, Shu Ben Tesh, he had a twin, or it was a brother from a different mother, that goes with the father when it comes to Yivim. And also born him. So 2 9-year-olds are born the same Yavama. The halacha is Paisel Al Yada. The second Bia passes it to the first guy. Now the first guy can't do Yibam Maisa and stay married with her anymore. Because once the second Ben Tes did a Bia, passed it. Rav Shimon Amalei Paisel. Rav Shimon doesn't passel. What's Pshat Rav Shimon? We'll see in the Gemara. Pshat Rav Shimon is. He holds the man of Shach. If the Bias Ben Teisha was a Kinyan Gomer, so then the second one doesn't do anything. And if it wasn't Kinyan Gomer, the second one also doesn't do anything. So either way, it's a Malav Shach, the second one doesn't affect the first one. But you do have to speak out, like Rashi speaks out. There's another problem. Let's say on the side that the first Bia was a good Bia, and it was Taka Kinyan. But the second Bia should be a problem, because it turns out she was Mezana. And if someone's Mezana on her husband, she's also the husband. So you have to say, here was a Shaygi. They did a Bashaygi, the Ben test to her. It was Bashaygi. That's what Rashi speaks out. That was Bashaygi. Look at the Marsha Rashi. That's what Rashi speaks out. So the first halach is that a Ben test was born as Yivama, the next Ben test also came. It's Pasul. And Rashi says, no, it's not Pasul. A similar case. Ben Teshon of Yemecha Shavah Yevimtoi, that was born as what Yivama. This Reuven died with 2 wives. He first was had beer with one Yavama, but Achabal Tsaras, then he had beer with the next wife. Paisal Yad, they asked me. They both come possible to him. Rav Shimon Eimer, light Paisal. And for the same reason, not possible, because of Marav Shach. If the first one was a Kenyan, the second one, it makes no difference. If it's not a Kenyan, the second one doesn't make a difference. The Gemara will explain, Tanya, with the Bryce, I'm going to Rav Shimon Lachamim, in beer is a Shayna beer, Shayna beer, the second beer is not a beer. In beer is a Shayna beer, then beer is still a Shayna beer, not a beer. Therefore, what's your problem? Why is it passing? Why is the second beer passing? Marav Shach. If it's a Kenyan, it's a Kenyan. And then the second one doesn't have effect. If it's not a Kenyan, the second one doesn't have effect either. That's Rav Shimon's time. But the Rabbanon hold that it's a mixas Kenyan. Rabbanon hold it's not a suffix, it's a mixas Kenyan. It's like a mimer, it's a mixas Kenyan. Therefore, it could pass the second one because it's still something left to have a more mixas Kenyan. Zokti Maravaita. Our mission is not like Ben Azai. Because Ben Azai was talking, our mission is going that it's a mixas Kenyan, it's like a mimer. And it's mashma, that you can have two mimer, both sets, the ratio and the sefer, the ratio is mashma, you can have mimer, 2 yavams could do mimer to 1 yavama, to 1 lady. And the second half is mevuyer that 1 yavam could do mimer to 2 yavamos. And it's not like Ben Azai. But this isn't like Ben Azai. Ben Azai Eimer, yesh mimer acha mimer, shnei yavam yavam achas. When Reuven dies with 1 wife, and Reuven dies, and his 2 brothers, and they each give mimer, both of them work, because each yavam has a koyach of mimer. But the aim maimach maimer shtei yavam is yavam echad. If Reuven dies and has 2 wives and only 1 yavam, and the yavam gives maimer to both, yavam only koyach do 1 maimer, not 2 maimer. That's Rav Elazar Shita. And our mishnah in the sefer of Avuya could do 2 maimers because the ben tesis bia, a 9-year-old's bia, is like a maimer, and we say it could do it on each one on the yavama and on tzara and apostles. So you see, not like Ben Azai. Zok to the next mishnah. Ben teishav yemechad shabaa yavimtoi umeis. A 9-year-old. Was both, we have Reuven dies without children, and his wife falls to Yibam. The 9-year-old goes ahead and does Bia, which is only like a Mimer, and then he dies without children. So now we have this lady who lost 2 husbands, but the second husband wasn't a full husband. So really, there's like 2 Zikas, the Zika of the first, of Reuven, and a Zika of the 9-year-old also. So Allah is, you have to do chalitza, but you're not allowed to do yibam. Why not allowed to do yibam? Because there are 2 zikas here, and we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more to explain it. But pasuk pshat is like Rashi says, there's zikas shnei yivamim. There's zika of Reuven and zika of the 9-year-old. And the Mishnah says in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that we have a zika shnei yivamim, and we do chalitza, not yibam. Another case, nasa isha meis. A 9-year-old marries someone and dies. Harezu p'tura. There's no yibam whatsoever because his kinyan is nothing. And Tait speaks out, even though they were masakin nesu and lekatan. But Lemaisa, the Ri says it's not an Isser, and Fakir, it's a mitzvah. So a katan's allowed to get married, but you should know, it's not Chal Madaraisa. Another case, third case. Ben Teishon V'yemechad Shabal Yivimta. There's a 9-year-old who married the Yibum to a lady, to Reuven's wife, and they lived for a while. But Mishahigdil, when he became 13, Nasi Ishachar, he's married another wife, Umeis, and then he died. If he didn't have beer with the Yavama, since he got older, So now it's only Kedusha Darabanan to the Yavama. So, and but he has, but a second wife is a real wife. So what's the halacha? The brothers to his wife, what do? Harishayna chaletz v'nevemes. The first wife is still Aisha Shnei Zikas, because you never got rid of the Ruvain Zika Lagamri, because he didn't do a derastic Yivam. On the other hand, he did a Kedusha Darabanan to this lady. So the Rishayna is chaletz v'nevemes. Vashnia, which is this katan who became a gadol's real wife, Vashnia, oy chaletz v'nevemes. He do chalitza or Yivam. And we'll discuss that a little more when we see the Gemara. Oy chaletz v'nevemes yavemes. Do chalitza or Yivam. Rav Shimon Aymer, Miyavim Laiza Shiyirza. Rav Shimon says, no, you could do Yibum to either one Mechel or Shnia. Because, like this, a man of Shach. According to Rav Shimon, it's a Safik. So, if it was Kaina as Yibum, so then Shimon has two wives. If he holds that a Ben Tess is Kaina, because he himself is a Kaina, not Kaina. So if it's Kaina, so Shimon has two wives now. So you could do Yibum to one, and Yibum to one, no problem, do Yibum to one. On the tzad that this is really Reuven's wife, because that's the other tzad. So therefore, even if you do Yibum on her, you still have to do Chalitza to the other wife, which is Shimon's wife, because you didn't pater her. So therefore, you do Yibum to one and Chalitza to one. And because Yibum alone won't pater because it's a Safik. But you can't do Yibum to both, because maybe they're both Shimon's wives. And you can't just do Yibum and then say pater because they're both Shimon's, because maybe it's Reuven's wife. Therefore, you have to do Yibum and Chalitza. And the last line the Mishnah teaches us, that this whole sugya that we have, this whole blat about a 9-year-old, could be even by a 20-year-old. A 20-year-old that has no Osiris is also like a katan. Echachu ben tes shonav yemecha, the echachu ben esrim shleviyah shtei Osiris have the same halacha of all these halachas, that is no kedusha deraisa, and his bia is not a yibum, all those halachas. And the Gemara will discuss that a little more on daf tzadik zayin. But first we're going to discuss our beginning of our Mishnah until the last line. So zokta Gemara, Amar Rava. So the ratio of the Mishnah was a case where a 9-year-old did Yibum and then he died. So a 9-year-old's Yibum is not counted completely. He's not a full Yibum. He died. So now his wife, who's really Reuven's wife as well, is a Eishah Shnei Mason. Is a Eishah Reuven and Eishah Shimon the Katan. So Hodom Rabbanan Shnei Yivamim Michlatz Chaltza Yivum Yavim can't do Yibum. Loi Tema Hechadikat Tzara. Don't say it's only if Shimon has another wife. The cousin has another wife. The ikla migzer mishum tzara. The hacha like a tzara. Michas chos yivum liyavme. Rabbi is saying is there's a problem here of Eishes Shnei Mason, and that's the problem. Don't say, you know what the problem is. You're going to say the problem really is this: that if Shimon has another wife, and you allow them to do yibum, both of them, so it turns out maybe the people are going to say it's two yibum for one house. Even though, technically speaking, really, this is really Reuven's wife because Shimon's was only a Darabanan. So, really, you could do Yibum to both, technically. So, you know, so you could do Yibum to both. So, because it's only Darabanan. But the reason why you don't do it is because people will think it's from the same bias. And therefore, even if you do Chalitza to the other one, to number two, you still can't do Yibum number one for the same reason, because people will think, oh, I did Chalitza to the same house, then the Yibum, I can't do that in the same house. People don't have, it's really out Reuven. So therefore, the halacha is, you can't do it. Not because, that's what you would have said. Zokt Rava, no, the reason is Eishnei Mason. Even there's no tzara here, there's no shash, after the tzara, and it looks like that you're marrying two ladies from the same house, still you're not allowed to do Yibum. Because here, Betz and Manoshash do Yibum. Either it's Reuven's wife or Shimon's wife, do Yibum. Terence says, no, here's the problem of Eishnei Mason. Of two zikas. That's what Rava says. Zokt Gemara Vayta. It said, Nasa Isha or Mace, if a regular 9-year-old marries the Isha and dies, there's no Yibum whatsoever, because it's only Kedushin the Rabbanon, and it's not Kedushin at all. But the right's not Kedushin. And Tais said, even the Rabbanon is not Kedushin. It's not Kedushin at all. It's not Kedushin at all. So, tomorrow, yeah, it's a first Bryce like that. Tanila Otan Rabbanon, Shaita Vekotu Chinosu, a Shaita Kotu that got married, Umaisu when they died, and Shaseim, Peturais Mechlitzim Yibum. Their wives are part of Mechlitzim Yibum, because it's not Chal. So, the Gemara Vait, now we're going to handle that middle case in the Mishnah. Ventesha, Shonim, it says here, a 9-year-old did Yibum to Reuven's wife. And then when the 9-year-old became 13, he married someone else. And now, but he never did be again on Reuven's wife. So he's married to Reuven's wife, Midrabanan, and he has a deraistika wife. So the halacha in the Mishnah was that the Reuven's wife, who is married to Midrabanan, you do Chalitza, not Yibum. And the other one you could do, Chalitza or Yibum. That's what's in our Gemara. Dr. Gemara, the Yasu Bias Bentes Kemaim of a Gadol, the Titchet Sarim Yibum. The Mar's Kasha is, Lechaira, if the Bias Bentes like Maimer, So it means now she is possible because Eishah Shnei Meisim. If he has a problem Eishah Shnei Meisim, so why isn't her tzara Potter, because it's a tzara's someone who was Eishah Shnei Meisim. And the Mishnah says Mefurish and Daf Lamed Aleph on Beis, in such a case we have a case of Eishah Shnei Meisim, which means in a case where Reuben and Shimon who were gedolim, then Reuben died, Shimon did Maimer, and Shimon has not a wife. So halacha is that Sai Reuben's wife who has Maimer to Shimon and Sai Shimon's real wife don't do Yibum, like it says in the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Beis, Gimel Achim Asum Gimel Nachriyos who makes Echem and Ma'asav Hasheni Maimer. This is the Mishnah. Read your Mishnah Lamed Aleph Beis. Ma'asav Hasheni Maimer. Both of them So why is this halacha different? Why here is a tzara allowed to do yibum? What's going on over here? The yasub is benes. My megadol v'titch tzara miyibum. Amarav. No. Also, bias bentes k'mayim megadol. Rav says, you know what? Bias bentes is less than mayim megadol. It's less than that, and therefore it doesn't affect the tzara. But Shmuel says no. Asu vasu. Of course, they made it a bias fantastic maimer. V'chein Rabbi Yechon asu vasu. Ah, if it's asu, so why doesn't patra tzara? V'yasu. Like Rashi says, v'yasu means b'may. Why is the yibum on the second one? Why don't you say the tzara is also can't do yibum? So the Gemara Tanoi. It's mechogis Tanoi. The Mishnah on in Perek Dalad Achim who says that the tzara is patr. Taka holds that by that case by maimer of a gadol it's the tzara's potter, and here it's also potter. Not like our mishnah. And our mishnah, all that case, you let her do yibum on tzara. Tanoi, hachtan da av achim gozo mishum tzara vashminam v'gadol v'udim katam. There you were gozo mishum tzara, and therefore the tzara also can't get do yibum. And we said it by gadol and v'udim katam. Same halach is by ben tes also. V'hai da amar gadol mishum v'gadol kai. We're talking about gadol there. Also, that they made a maimer of a bentes like a bia of bentes like a maimer. V'loy gadol b'tzara, and tzara is not also. V'shmina katan within gadol, the same law as by gadol. V'haydei katan katan katan, because we're talking about katan. Now, very good. We got the tzuris advarim that our mishnah argues the mishnah d'alachim. What's the bia machlekes? That's what's still missing. What's the bia? What's the kapshat? So for that, you have to look at Tosfos Daf Lamed Aleph on the base in the bottom of the Rabbanim that goes to Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph, and there Tosfos explains the Betuv Tam V'Das, explains the Machlokes. That this Machlokes, our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Arba Achim, what's the psul of this so-called Eishes Shnei Meisim? The Mishnah there holds that the Isser is because of Shnei Meisim, the opposite. That Mishnah and Dalet Achim holds that it's an Isser because you might say that two Yevamos, one Bias could do Yibam. That's the Gzera. So therefore, he says that the Tzara can't do Yibam. Because if you allow the Tzara to do Yibam, what happens is you might do Chalitza first to the Eishah Shnei Meisim, the Reuven's wife, and then do Yibam to his Shimon's real wife. And then you're going to say, oh, you let it do Yibum to, there's then Yibum, but both wives of one family, one Shimon. Because I see the Chalitza that one and Yibum this one. So therefore we say, both of them cannot do Yibum. Neither one can do Yibum. That's what the Mishnah there holds. Therefore, the Tzara cannot do Yibum. Because it's a Gzeira, or two people are going to say that the same house has two wives getting doing Yibum. Mashenk in our Mishnah holds, it's a din of Eishah Shnei Meisim. It's Otu, the derisive the din of Eishah Shnei Meisim. And therefore, it's a psul on that lady herself who has two husbands. But that is not strong enough to pata a tzara. That won't pata a tzara. It's not like a tzara's erva. It won't be enough to pata a tzara. I'll read you what Tosfos says on that. Tosfos in Daf Lamed Beis, I'll read his love. And he says that atwatana the hasom, which is atwatana legazam shim tzara, pirish, hoduka osel balas, bia ben tesha al yuvme, lavam shim tzara, ala otu eishte meisim, to have a ba'alma deraisa. But dafka b'didogashu, dafka goes by her. Al b'tzerasa loy, the rotsla hach megam b'tzerasa. Otu eshnei meisim. That's the chilik between the two mishnayos, mishnayos in the Isha Rava and the Mishnah in Perek Dalid Achim. That was Rabbi Yechon's teretz to answer the stira of the two mishnayos. So it comes out in our Mishnah, really, the ikka thing is chalitzas, but the shniya is oy chalitzas v'svevemes. The only problem is that after you do chalitza to the Rishonah, you shouldn't really be doing Yibum. So you have to really be gairus, like the Rishash says. Vashniya oy chalitza v'yam means first you do Yibum on the second one, and then you do chalitza on the first wife, and Eishes Reuven. That's what you have to do. Look at the Rishash there, look at the Rekivega, Tazyontif. There's a big tumult there. Let's see the Gemara Vayta. So Rabbi Yechon answered this Diru. So also Rav Elazar, Tam Rav Yechanan, Amar L'Shmaya Tzavei Midrash. He went to Beis Medrash and they asked the Stira, and he said the Teretz. I have a Shmaya Teretz. He said, "Vle Amar L'Shmaya Rav Yechanan." He didn't say Shem Rav Yechanan's name. He said it by himself. Shomer Rav Yechanan Ikpid. Rav Yechanan heard about this and he was very upset. He was very upset. They needed someone to mefayis him. Oyle Gaber Ami Rav Asi. Rav Asi walk in to try to be mefayis Rav Yechanan. He was very upset on his Talmud. Omrule, and they told him like this. Loi kachay amaisa. I'll tell you a story. It was a maisa veisak neshel tveria. In the Beis of Tveria, they were arguing. They were arguing about this door stopper that was wide at the end and could be used to smash garlic. So Shai was that called a kli and a malar metaltel? Is that muksa on Shabbos? That was the question. Shnechlu by Rav Leizer and Rav Yosi. Lozor and Rav Yosi were arguing, and they were arguing so stark. Actually, karu sefer Torah bechamasam. They ripped the sefer Torah in the anger. They were showing rice and here, there, and the sefer Torah got ripped. Afraid of my karu sakadai, they ripped it on purpose. Ella ema shenikar sakadayitach. Shenikar sefer Torah. It got ripped by mistake bechamasam while they were anger. But upon him, look what happened. Vahayushar Reisiv and Kisma, because was in that base marriage with Tveri, he watched this argument, they watched what happened. One day he says, this basic knesset turned into a base of Avodah, because if you have anger, you have Avodah Zarah. That's how it was. That's what Rav Ami and Rav Asi walk in to tell Tveri Rechim, why are you angry at Eliezer? You know what why are you angry at Rav Elazar? You know what happens from Achleikis? Look. A sefer Torah got ripped. A Beis Medrash turned to the Avodah Zarah. Why are you getting so angry? So Rabbi Yechon was not placated. He was not happy. Hodik, but it's way. Rabbi Yechon got even more angry. Amar Chavrusa Nami. You tell me a story with Rabbi Lozar and Rabbi Yesi, which were contemporaries. They were arguing with each other. They were colleagues. They were arguing with each other. Me and Rabbi Lozar, it's my Talmud. My Talmud said over something without saying Mashmi. I have a Talmud. So Olga by Rakhvi came in to try to make him feel better. Amalei, it says in the pasuk by Yeshua, "Kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe avdei kain tziva Moshe es Yeshua v'chin also Yeshua lehisid dava mekal shetziva Hashem es Moshe." He didn't leave over one thing for Moshe said. And Mara asked, "V'chila kol dava shami Yeshua hoya oim lehem kachal ni Moshe?" You think every time he spoke he said kachal ni Moshe? It's not possible. Ella Yeshua yosh v'darit shtam. Yeshua is darshan. But Kol Yoidim ever knew Shetaras Maisha. He ever knew that's Taras Maisha because ever knew he's a huge Talmud of Maisha. Ever knew that he's a Talmud of Maisha. So you also Af Rabbi Lozar Talmidicha Yoishev Darish Tam Hakol Yoidim Kishalachi. Everyone knows it comes from you. He came to the Beis Medrash of Taras. Everyone knew it came from his Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan. So that made Rabbi Yechanan feel better. Amalehem. So Rabbi Yechanan turns to Rabbi Asi. He says, "Mima I Atam Yoidim Lefayas." Why can't you be fayis like our friend Ben Idi? That was a good way to make me feel better. Now Gemara says, why is Rechem so upset? Rechem might have a covered kulai. Why is Taka Rechem so upset? Is it a covered issue? What was the problem? So Gemara answers like this. Don't read the Marab. What's the problem of the pasuk? Ogurav alacha elamim. That I'm going to live in two olamos. Is it possible to live in two different worlds? Elam Adav, Nigash Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shlaylam. I'm begging you, Rabbanu Shlaylam. Yeratzon Shiyemru Devar Shmua Mepi Ba'Elam Hazeh. They should keep on saying my words Ba'Elam Hazeh. They keep on saying my words there. Don't Rabbi Yechem Shem Hashem Yechai. Kol Tam Chacham Shiyemru Devar Shmua Mepi Ba'Elam Hazeh. Svayso So Devar Svekaver. That anyone who says Adava Shmua in this world, my Tyra, it's like his lips are moving in the kever. So therefore, David HaMelech asked that you should please learn my Torah in this world. This way, it's like I'm learning in the next world. That means Agura Balach Alamim, and that's what Rav Yechon wanted also. And Amar Vitzvah Azira and Tema Shimon Azira, Mikra. Where is the Makar from the pasuk? The pasuk in Shir Hashirim it says V'chikech Kiyayin Atoyv Hoyelch Adoydi L'Meisharim Doyvev Sifsei Yeshenim. The pasuk compares the words between the Chamim that come from the Chaykh, which is the throat, the palate. They compare it to Yayin HaTayv, Kremesh HaAnavim. Not Kremesh HaAnavim, just like this kli that holds the grapes. Kim Shemniach Adam Esperlov, Miyad David, it starts shaking. Could this cake to make it warm and start juice coming, oozing out of it? Just like that shakes. The same thing, after the Chavim, Kim Shemniach Adam Esperlov, Piv Vayel Vayel Mazes, the same thing as the kever. Their lips move in the kever. So, Mori Digas Chus, for someone, for his Torah to be said after his death. And therefore, Rabbi was makbid. He wanted his name to be on the Shmua. If you have a Lazar's name on the Shmua, it's not going to say it b'shem him. And that he answered him, no, everyone knows it comes from you. And therefore, we called Svesesav Dibrois Bekaver.